previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
7:42 with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. Tuesday morning, good morning. It is an important day, and Lee's going to tell us more about this very important day and a very important conversation that we need to have as well.
Yep, in addition to it having been World Chocolate Day yesterday, something perhaps a little bit more serious, it's National ADHD Day today, and we need to obviously talk about it because ADHD is the most common psychiatric disorder in children, affecting approximately 1 in 20. And this is the most shocking part for me. It follows about 65% of them into adulthood, affecting about 1 million adults in South Africa. On the line this morning, we have psychiatrist Professor Renata Schoeman, who is also the convener of the ADHD Special Interest Group of the SA Society of Psychiatrists, also known as SASOP. Renata, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, listeners.
Renata, with COVID has come remote working and online schooling and socializing virtually and so on. In short, a lot of screen time. Could this possibly have contributed towards the increase in ADHD symptoms?
I think it's very important to distinguish between ADHD and ADHD-like symptoms. The prevalence of ADHD per se has remained fairly constant as far as we know, so roughly affecting 5% of children and 3% of adults. But the increase in ADHD-like symptoms, inattentiveness, problems with concentration, memory problems, learning difficulties, and also difficulty regulating your emotions, has definitely been increasing with this excessive amount of screen time.
Okay, so you know, you've helped us to differentiate between ADHD and ADHD-like symptoms, but how does one differentiate between ADHD and normally active child behavior?
So it's very important that you get active children. I have a little very busy boy as well. But when we look at the diagnosis of ADHD, it's not something that we just do in 15 minutes in a consultation. We really get collateral from the school, collateral from the parent. We might test eyes, ears, do other type of assessments that we do. And then there's a constellation of symptoms. So we talk about a triad of inattentiveness, hyperactivity, and impulsivity. And in each of that three groups, there's many different symptoms we look at. But not just having the symptoms is not enough to fulfill a diagnosis. We still need to see if it causes functional impairment. So it has to be problems at school, problems at home, and the child struggles socially or the child struggles academically. So there needs to be impairment. Just healthy and busy is a good thing.
Renata, what can a parent do if they suspect their child might have ADHD?
I think the very, very first thing is to talk to the teachers. And maybe that's also why we, at this stage, see more parents and children presenting to our practices with wanting to be evaluated for ADHD. Because for the first time now, parents observe maybe behavior, what the teacher has been saying all the time, and they felt, you know, but it's a big class, or there's always another reason why the child might be struggling. So the first thing is speak to the teacher. The second thing is do seek professional advice. Go and see a pediatrician or pediatric neurologist or a psychiatrist or a psychologist to get a full assessment. But you can also start with the basics. Make sure that you and your child get enough sleep, because one of the main reasons for difficulty concentrating the next day is lack of sleep or sleep deprivation. And one of the things that contribute to sleep deprivation is excessive screen time. One of the other things that's a result of the excessive screen time is a lack of exercise. And exercise also benefits your physical well-being, your sleeping quality, as well as your ability to concentrate.
Just going back to my days of education, Renata, one of the most common questions for those kids who did suffer from ADHD was parents coming into the office and asking questions about Ritalin and not sure about the use of Ritalin. What are your thoughts about the use of it?
So I think if a child do have ADHD, medication, doesn't matter what type of medication for ADHD you use, because there's various different options on the market, it is necessary if the symptoms is moderate to severe. If the symptoms is very mild, we definitely will first start with conservative measures, like the measures that I have used or gave suggestions now, or even supplementation with omegas. But it's not worthwhile carrying on for months and months because you're scared of medication, which is actually very safe and extremely effective for children. There's also ample evidence to show that if we treat early, the chance that the child's can outgrow the ADHD is bigger because we support the brain's neuroplasticity. That's the ability to grow and to form new connections. So children can learn new skills also to behave differently and to cope better with their symptoms.
Lee mentioned at the start of the conversation, Professor, that ADHD is most common with children, obviously 1 in 20, and then follows about 65% of them into adulthood, which is a large number. Is this something that can be cured?
So ADHD is a neurodevelopmental disorder, which means it's present since the baby development, and in early childhood we already can see symptoms, but it's often only diagnosed later. But as the brain still develops, there's certain milestones in development of the brain at age 14, 18 and 23, when the brain is more or less matured, then we can see that some of the symptoms is outgrown, or because either because the brain develops that pathway and outgrow it, or the child or the young adult learns skills to cope better with the symptoms. So 60% of those children, that means if 5 had it in childhood, 3 might still have ADHD in adulthood then, but they might not all require medication because they develop strategies and tools. But it's very, very important that if it goes undetected, and that's one of our concerns, is that ADHD untreated have a high risk for comorbidity, anxiety, depression, self-esteem problems, and even substance abuse.
Thank you so much. With it being National ADHD Day today, on the line, Professor Renata Skooman, member of the South African Society of Psychiatrists. Thank you so much, Professor, for joining us on the line this morning.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.